Hier aan dag, hey Wolf, om het alles. Omar Ameimar, Mishmei de Rav Chana, Heiman de Ika Leik, Subes Isha Ubal Choyf. A person is a loiver who is Megarish's wife, and he owes the Malve, and he owes the Malve, he has to pay up the Choyf, and he owes the Isha Haksube, the Islay Are, the Islay Zuzi. And he possesses a karka, and he possesses money. And Lebal Choy Misalkina Le Bezuzi, Le Isha Misalkina Lo Baare, Haiki Dine, Vahaiki Dine. What does he Rashi? Haiki Dine, Ze Hilve Mois, the Malve lent him money, Vizu Samcha al Shiboda Karke. The Malve lent him money, so he wants back money. Vizu Samcha al Shiboda Karke, the Isha was Saimech. And the Shibot Karke for the Piroi Naksube. Vihiloi Nos Noklum. She didn't give him any money that she wants back money. Vim Bishvil Nifsei Tzain Barzel Hanishoimim Biksube. Huzoche Ben Miyad. So that was given to him. That's his. Vizu Tzir Fosinim Maksube Al Shibot Karke. And that will be paid back to her when he gives her the ksubit. So bekitzel, so the Gemara is telling us hilchas tashlumim. So if the loive and baal have two sugim of momen, they have kesef and they have kalke. So the Baal Choyv is entitled to get the Kesef, and the Isha gets the Kalke. Before we go further, let us just see the second Taisvus. La Baal Choyv Mesalkin Alei Bezuzi. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Gimel Dinim Chalukim. There are three different halachas. Le Malve, Ule Nizik, Ule Socha. Le Baal Choy, Va Malve, Isle Zuze, if the Loive has money, Le Mochi, Le Sluki, Be Ara, Kedemrin and Hoche. That's what says in our Gemara. If he has money, he has to give him money. Ve Nizik, Afilu Isle Zuze, Misalik Le Baare, a Nizik made of Sadei, made of Karma Yishalem. The Pasuk says that he can pay with Karka. Ubisocher, a worker, afilu leslei zuzi, if he doesn't have money, omrine le zil trach vizovin vaisi zuzi. So we tell the employer he should go and you sell what you have, you give him cash. Don't give him a karke, don't give him shove kesef, you should give him kesef. This number per kabayis vali oya oise imay betevin the bekash. The apoyl was working betevin the bekash. The omar and the balabash told him tumashos isa bischolcho, take from the tevin the cash for your payment. Ain shame him loy. Omash maosam afilu the lesley zuzi doesn't have zuzi. So what should ain shame him loy? So it's mutal on the balabos who hired him to make sure to get him kesef. So you sell the tevin nakash and you give him kesef. So al kaponim, that's what our Gemara is speaking about, hilchas tashlumim, what oifen are you mechuyif to pay? A baal choyv bezuzi and the isha bekalke. Now, V'iloi ika ela, let's go back to the Gemara. V'iloi ika ela chad are, bleichozi ela lechad. What if he only has one karka, and this karka can only pay up one of them? So then you give the Baal Choyv the karka. So here we see klar that the whole thing we give money to a Baal Choyv is if you have money, you give him money. All he has is a karka. So now the shaila is who do you pay up? Not with what you pay up. Whatever he has, you pay up with, but he pays up the Baal Choyv. Le'isha lo yavinelo. We don't give to the isha. My time, yoisimi masha isha reitze liso isha reitze lihinose. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, loichozi elo lechad, ein bo elo kedei leechad mehen, we only have for one of them, lebal chayv yevinan shaleitino delis. So this is, that means if the Baal Choyv will not get paid, so he learned his lesson. The next time he doesn't lend money. So therefore, we make sure that the Baal Choyv should get paid. The woman will also learn her lesson that she shouldn't get married because she's not getting a ksuba. That's not so problematic. Yaiser meshe ish reitz linos ish reitz linos v'lechashina leima mishum chino that we should go and be magdim the tashlumim to the ish. Now Rashi says v'davke shashtoris nichtavu b'yom echad. We're speaking about a karka, so we're speaking about the be'emesim. In the etzem schuz gviyah, both have an equal schuz gviyah. So now the shail is, you have to, but we can only pay up one. So we pay up the Baal Choyv. Avalim kodmos manak subit. But what is, if it was kodmos manak subit, there's a karka, so her shibud was chal before the Baal Choyv shibud. You see, gave it, so then she gets paid. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis le'isha lo yavina lo. My time yaisa meshe ish reitza lisa isha reitza lehinose. Ve'im taima. Zuk Taisvis amir dike kash. Da amrina la'el. That if a person, we learned before, the person died and he left over a pikodon, and there's a ksubis isha and a baal choyv in Yerushim. So the Gemara says, l'ksubis isha mishum chino. We give to the ksubis isha al chino. V'afilu rabin yomin loy polik. He says, n'yinosin l'koyshel bem elok shabal choyv hu koyshel. If the baal choyv is a koyshel, that means that the isha can man from l'kuchis. The Hadhar Chayv was Chal before he sold the Karkois. The Chayv of the Baal Chayv was Chal after the Mechiris Karkois. So the Baal Chayv can only, if he gets paid, the only way he can get paid is from this Pekodin. And the Isha has another oif of getting paid, of going for the Lekuchas. So then Rabbi Yama says, you give to the Koishel, you give to the Baal Chayv. Aboshneim shavim moided yevin l'ksubis isha. So it's a moired kikasher. So there we have a pikodin, and only one can be goyved the pikodin, and there we say you give to the isha mishum chine. And here we have the same story. Here it's talking about that the loyved the baal is alive. And he only has one karke, and here you give to the Baal Choyv al Tnilas Delas. The Tiritz Rabbeinu Tam, the Hochi Yevina Le Baal Choyv, Mishum Deike Taima De Ilas Delas. Ube Isha Lo Ishach Nilas Delas, Kedemrin in Yaisi Mishitz Reitzali, Sa Isha Reitzali Nosi. Our Gemara is working with a Cheshman of Nilas Delas. This Loive has a karke, And if we want to assure that people should continue lending money, the loive has to pay up his balchoy. Abu Le'el, the La'acha Mise, the Gemara before speaking about that the loive died, now we have a problem, it's going to be metaltali the Yasmi, they didn't become yet metaltali the Yasmi, it's still by the Nifkat. Lekanilas delas, the misa le shriche kedamrine banizokin, le masa gadaita de malva de misloive venafli nixi kame yasmi. That means the takone of neilas delas does not apply when the loive died. That means now that we encounter difficulties, the loive is dead and there's only one pekodin, so now there's difficulties encountered. So because of this, a malve will not restrain himself from lending again. I mean, how should he know that the loive is going to die? I mean, this is not a milsa de shriche. So because of not getting paid over here, he will not hold himself back from lending an another time. That's when the loive died. And the difficulties he encounters is because of the death of the loive. Masha'in came. Our Gemara, when the loive is alive, so now he wants to get paid. And if you'll have the loive alive and you'll push him away because Ish has to get aksube, so he'll learn his lesson not to lend a second time. So the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz is as follows. That means wherever there could be a factor of Nilas Delas, and that is in all cases except when the loive died, so Nilas Delas has a priority. So we make sure that the Balchoiv should get paid. When there's no factor of Nilas Delas, that means that the Malv is losing because of a tragedy that occurred that the loive had died. So if the fact of Nilas Delas becomes mortal, then we take into consideration the Inyan of Chine, and then we go and give to the Isha. Yeah. That is the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Umoiri harab Yechiel, heishev lomoiri harab b'shemri. So it comes out, Amoyre de Kizach, the Benetam said, Amoyre de Kishtik Teire. He said that the factor of Ne'ilas Delas is non-existent when the Loive dies. So then we have other guidelines. The Rabbi Yechiel is Chaylik on the Benetam. That is not the criteria. The Loive is being dead or alive is Lemal Lemer. Rabbi Yechiel said, that Filu La'acha Misa, the loive died, yevina lebal choiv kalka. Let us say that the loive left over kalka, which is mishubit to both of them. He only has one kalka. You'll give it to the malve. Oh, yefilu metaltalin. Acha takonis goinim. The goinim were misakin that metaltali the yasmi mishtabdi lebal choiv luxubesisha. So since it's mishubit, we'll give it to the malve. Right to the same thing. Either loive is dead, nothing. The din is nilas delas. So my male news delas is always a factor, dead or alive. So then we're back to the kash of the Rabbeinu Tam. There we give to the ksubis isha. Why give to ksubis isha? Heine mishum de kiven de ein dinoi shal bal choyv ligvois. Vi avi yoiv lo nivkad li yisoymim lo imotzi nokid lo bedina adifek subes ishe mishum chine. Now, so the Rabbi Nechil said as follows, over there, that gemore, pshat is that between you and me, not the subes ishe, not the Baal Chayv have any Choshem Mishpadikir right for this money. Between you and me, it's metaltli the Yasmi Le Mishtabdi Le Baal Chayv. It's by the Nifka that didn't come to the Rishus HaYisayimim. Pshat is Rabbi Talfin bent over backwards to say that you could still mourn from these metaltalim calls man shleinichnesul shusayisaimim, but that's not meikar adin. That's a psarachmonis psakech. No, we'll be meikel and we'll say that you give some emele. If in reality the malva doesn't have a schus to mourn from this money meikar adin, so then we say. So let's give it to the Isha. Whenever the Malva has a schus gviye, the leiva left over kakois, or the leiva left over metalflim, noch the takonis agoinim, so if he has a schus gviye, so we give him his schus. Why is he better than a Isha? Because nilas delas, yaisa mimashe, so the only case we were madif the schus isha over the bal choiv is when b'emison the bal choiv is b'chol not entitled to this money, because it's metaltli diyasmi. That's the gemara in daf pei dalad. It's metaltli diyasmi miikaradin. So really doesn't deserve to get anything. But we were makel. We said no. We'll give you. So in that case, with nimtza b'shus nivkad, and it was as yet not nichnas l'shus yisaimim, which this whole thing is only atakone l'toyve asayisho l'toyve sabal chayiv. Here they were magdim the tzolche ha'isha before the tzolche of the Baal Chayv. Period. Now we're finished with that. Now Tosfos wants to say a new halach. Va'afilu kodim zman haksube lizman hashtar. Now Tosfos is talking about as follows. What is the din by after the takonis, this is how the Marshal says Pshat and Tosfos. After the takonis ha-goinim, the metaltalim, metaltali diyasmi are mishubid to a bal chayv. Now, fine. So, now mikar adin, Tosfos says, fakert, if you only have one, you'll give to the bal chayv. But we had a Rashi, but Rashi says this cheshben that you give to the Baal Chayv over the Ksubis Isha is dafke if the Zman of the Ksube and the Chayv are the same day. So both have equal rights. So Memela, so then we're Magdim the Baal Chayv al Tatakon of Nilas Delas. Now Taisus clears, but Rashi said what is if the Ksubis Isha was before? So Mamela Hashibud is a Shibut Kodum, Yizichi give her the karke, then we don't make any cheshbonis. She has the right to be gaiva before the Baal Chayv, then we'll give to the Ish. Zok Tosfos, what will be after the Takonis Hagoinim, if the Isha, the Ksubis Isha was written Resh Chodesh Nissen, and the chayv was Resh Chodesh Iyar. And now we have metaltalim. What will the halacha be over there? Will she get the metaltalim because Hashibud is kaidim, or will he get the metaltalim? So now Tosfos is going to say Amoyer deKechidish. Va'afilu kodim Zman haksube lezman hashtal by metaltalim after the takonis hagoinim, kiven sheloi tiknu shetitroif min alakuchas. That means after the takonis hagoinim, they did not say that there's a shibudam metaltalim. Because if there'd be a shibudam metaltalim, so a filu, the metaltalim would have been sold, you also could be gave from the kuchas. They never said there's a shibudam the metaltalim. So there's no shibud. So that means the proof is there shibud or is there not shibud the proof is if it will be sold, can you mon from the lekuches? So since you can never mon metaltalim from lekuches, so we see from this that a fellow after the takonis agoinim, this still were not misakin, there's a shibud on the metaltalim. No pshat is, like this metaltalim, the yasmi, you can't mon from the yasimim. The goyim or mesakin, you couldn't mon from the yisaimim. But lemaise, it's a schus gviya without a din shibud. So maybe it was a tois is saying, I'm already kalomda. So if it's a schus gviya without a din shibud, so then there's no maile that the ksubis isha was before the balchayv. The whole maile that ksubis isha is before a balchayv, the way Rashi said it, that's dafka when there's a shibud. So since my shibud is first, so I come first. So a baal chay mocher cannot be goyve before a ksubis isha that's mukdamis. That's if there's a shibud in the metaltalim. But if we see that if you'll sell the metaltalim, you can't mon from the lekuches. So you see, I feel that the goyim never were misakin that there's a shibud in the metal. No, you can mon from the assignment. A b'china of minei. If it's a gviya of minei, there's no maila of a bal chayv kodom. So it's no chilek who was first. If the isha was first or the bal chayv was first. By minay, there's no such chiluk. Leichal shibud ksuba layu after the takonis agoinim, probably keilos manam shoved. So then it's keilo. They both are the same day. So if they both are the same day, so mamel we have guidelines already. If both are equal, we push away the isha because of nilas delas. This yesod, that if there's no shibud, there's no mile of a baal choy mugdim, so Toshi says it's a gemar perik mishemeis. What's the gemar mishemeis? The ikni. What happens if a person wrote the ikni in the shtar? That means, bishas, he borrowed money, he didn't have any karkois, but he wrote in the shtar halvo, the ikni, that I'm mishabit to you, the karkois I will purchase. Which is, Sabemison, this is, he's mishabit adova shalei boloilam. That's the story we have to know. That's also, if the ikni is mishabit, if it's not mishabit, fine. The ikni. So the Gemara says like this, if he wrote the ikni in the shtar, kone, and then later he bought a karka. Umocha. And then he sold the karka. So it says like this. Im tim tzeloi meloi mishtabit. If you'll say that there's no shibud of the ikni, aloi mishtabit. So nothing what to talk about. So there's no din shibud. Now, the im tim tzeloi ma mishtabit. If your hole that is mishtabit, lova, Vilova. What's the din? If you hold, there's a din shibud by the ikni. So what is the din if it was lova? He wrote the ikni. He didn't have any kakois. It was lova reshchaydish nissen. Fine. Then it was lova reshchaydish iyo. Va'acha kach kone. And then reshchaydish seven, he bought a karke. Umocha. And then he went and sold the karke. Mahu, lekama mishtabit, is this karke which was bought after both halvos, does it become mishubit to the first one? His shibud was chal first. Even though when the shibud was chal, there was no karke, but that's already his shibud. When the karka is purchased, so lemais it becomes mishubatim. So he has mishubatim first. Oy lebasa, or the gemara said maybe fakelt it's mishubadafke to the second, not to the first. There's a svara that fakelt since he was, since it wasn't bought yet, and he was Meshisadik to the second, so it's an Akir of the Shibud of the first. The Gemara is not so shaila. Elefiem is the Gemara filozois that chilkim, that they're equal. That's the maskonis of Gemara. Vilchus chilkim, so al kaponim, we see that of Vikna Kadam, yeah. So Taisa is Amir de Kediyik. Mashme, so, but let's appreciate the Gemara. The Gemara has a shaila by the Ikni, what will the din be lover v'lover? L'kama mishtabed, l'basra mishtabed. Fine, a shaila. But that is only if the Ikni is kone umocha mishtabed. But the Gemara says, what is, if the Ikni is loy mishtabed, there's nothing what to talk about. Hataisis gata meir dike kash, what do you mean there's nothing what to talk about? What'll be dikni? Dikni loy mishtabit. But first, he borrowed Rashchaydish Nissen from Reuven, Rashchaydish Iye from Sivin, he purchased a karke in Sivin, and so now is the din minei, that zicha minei, you can zicha man from dikni, I feel your dikni is loy mishtabit. So klavaitit is al b'shaila. Why do you clear the shayla davke if the ikni is mishtabit? And he sold it to lekuches. So now he claims a shayla. Who has a din kedime? The first loiva, the second loiva. Fine. So why do you only clear this if your ikni is kana mocha mishtabit? I feel your ikni kana mocha loy mishtabit. So it's not mishtabit. But minei can zichem on. So Klavaita the same Shaila. It was Lava Benissin, Lava Be'iya, and now it's Kone Besivin. Does the first one ever think them, or the second one ever think the same Shaila can be cleared. Mashme, so Taisva says, the Eloi Mishtabit, Lekalis Vuki Klal, Haigovye Berei, Shekim Deloi Mishtabit, Ligves Milakuche. So you see this, you saw what I was telling you. I was telling you the whole mile of a Baal Chayv Kodim is only if he got a Shibud. But if he didn't get a Shibud, there's no mile of Kodim. So that's what I told you. I told you by Betaltri Diyas, Noch de takonis agoinim, so I told you that what? That noch de takonis agoinim, there's no shibud on the metaltlim, so there's no mile that the ksubis isha was called them. That's what I told you. I have a raya from the Gemara mishemeis. Because the Gemara seems to be saying, if the ikni kone umocha loy mishtabit, there's no shayla whatsoever. What do you mean there's no shayla? Are you still in the same shayla gabi minei? So if there's no shibud, there's no din kdim of a baal chayv mukdim from minei. So memele, so what'll be the din? So the din will be, the baal chayv will be first, even though the ksubas isha was before the baal chayv, alfnil is delas. This is what Rabbi Yechiel said. This is Rabbi Yechiel's ashtik teire. So when Rabbi Yechiel is going mamish, I mean, this mamish the hepech of the Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying that not the takonas agoinim, that the Baal Chayv is first, and afilu, the Baal Chayv will be first, afilu, the ksubis isha was before the Baal Chayv, because since there's no shibud, I'm a talfli the yasmi. So the Baal Chayv will be doicha the ksubis isha. V'chein ama deval keri. V'chein Ravalfis, v'rambam. Rabbi Yitzchak Bavron nira like Rabbeinu Tam, the emes ki nira divrei Rabbeinu Tam. So we have over here, yeah. Agavuch, it's rare that the Taisus be out the Rif and the Rambam of Al Kaponim. Here we see it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amale Rapope le Rav Chome. Apope asked Rav Chome, Vadai dem Risu Mishmei de Rove. I heard you said over Mishmei de Rove. Tell me if this is true or not. He's asking him a shayla. Haiman de Maski Bezuzi, that someone, the money from him, he's a loive, the Islai Are, and he has karke, the Ose Baal Choyv v'katov v'minein. The Baal Choyv comes and wants he should pay up to Choyv. V'om alei, and the Loive tells him, zil shkel meyare. Well, okay, good, take the karka, finished. So I heard from you, Amrin on lei, we tell the Loive, zil zovin at v'aisi v'havlei mistamer. So I heard that you said over b'shem rove that we tell the loive. No, you don't give him karka. You sell the karka and you pay him money. That I heard b'shimcha. Is this true? Yes or no? Omalei loy, never said such a thing. It's not true. Is Emily Gufa Duv Dehecha Havi? He says, so what was the mice? There was a mice that they did paskin like this. A Malay, Taylor Moise, Vaivet Kechovim Havi, who also Shalaika Hagen, Lafikach also Boy Shalaika Hagen. There's a different story. We'll see in a minute what the story was. Agav Urche, the Taisus Ritz has a very geschmackes for it. I mean, why is it that they weren't machayev the loive to sell the karka? I mean, we see lechatchila the malve is aschus to man money, but if he doesn't have money, he gives him karka. Why does Shnitake sell the karka? So the Tosfos Rid mentions if a person is forced to sell karka, so the value of the karka goes all the way down. That's how real estate works. If he's forced to sell it, so Mamela Bezin never wanted him to do such a thing, to force him to sell the karka. But here there was a maisa that the slaver was a shegit, see, also shloika hegit. So Mamela, then they passed him to him shloika hegit. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Vadaidom risu loshen shelo. Emesu sheshemati. שאתם אומרים דובר זה של תאימה, פסמסמר דקחידש, מטרחין אלי ללוי ולמוכו, ולוי המל וכסמח שלוי על הקרק, it's a very big חידש, what you say? So he told them, תאילה מויס הובי וכחוב המוות, מויס הוי אלי לפרויה, he had מויס to pay, ואומר שלוי וכחוב מהם, he was a shaggy. That means he had money, and then he should pay money. She said, oh, this money is doesn't belong to me. He belongs to the guy. And the lady got rid of the money. So he doesn't have any money now. And we find out that he did, he was mavriach the money. Mikaradin. The Malve had a right to mend this money, and it was your money. He says it was the guy's money. So, since it was also Shaloi Kahoygen, so then we forced him, now you're going to sell your cock and give him money. That was the mice over there. So, look, Taisvis, ain't Laforish Kshomaloi. Zil at zovin havetayla ma'isa ba'ivet kachok. We're not speaking about. We're not speaking about that when Bezdin told him to sell, then he had said that this money he had money now, and Bezdin told him, and yes, this money this belongs to the guy. So then Bezdin told him, you sell the karka. This is called kahigen. Why? Because you have money now. You mechuyev to give him money. You're making a dreidel, so that's fakat. You are mechuyev now to give him money. So that's called kahigen. What's the case of the gemara? Tchilek shetavoy hayahilech v'teila ma'isav. That means he came to him 5 months before to the loive, and the loive said, you know, I want money. He said, no, listen, this money belongs to the guy. The tviya was not the shas gviya. The shas gviya was 5 months later. B'shas gviya taki didn't have any money. He took care of the money already. So then the emerson,
B'shas, if he doesn't have money, really, he should give him the karka. Good, he was a shegetz, he said a shekel 5 months ago, and thus. But that's called, who also shaloi kohigin, so we can do now shaloi kohigin also. That's called shaloi kohigin. If Bishas Gviya, he had the money and now he's a Shaygit, that's called Kohigit. Sagt Gemara weiter. Oma le Rav Kahane le Rav Pope. Le didoch da amre Priyas Balchoiv Mitzvah. You say Priyas Balchoiv Mitzvah. Oma le Nicheli de Eved Mitzvah Mai. What if the Loive says, I don't want to do a Mitzvah? What's it in? Omalei, so he answered him, Tanina, b'medvah, mamurim, b'mitzvahs loisase. A mitzvahs loisase, you only give malkis, you give malkis al boy. By mitzvahs loisase, if he was over a lot. Abo b'mitzvahs asei, k'goin sha'imrim loi, asei suke b'ini oise, lula b'ini oise, makin oisei achetetei nafshe. So what is he saying over here? Agavuche, I'd like to say over a Meshoiviv Nesivis in Simen Gimel, the Ktsais is Chaylik on the Nesivis over there, and he says two Yesoides. Yesoid number one, he says, this din kfiyah, that koifen oisai achetetze nafshei, by mitzvahs asei, you need a bezden to do this. Some say a person, we're talking about this koifen oisai achetetze nafshei, we're talking about ernst zachen though. That means, we'll see who's gonna give in. Either he'll give in or a kaifanai such a tait and nafshi. This is a mayor de kikvi. He says, for this din kvi, you need bestman. And you need smuchim. No, ananchli chesayu the kamoy of din. Agavuch, he says, by a get, when bestman is kaifa, you also need a bestman to be kaifa. Yochid can't be kaifa. You need smuchim. And also shli chesayu kov din. Fine. Then he says another yesod. He says, by isurin, let's say a person wants to go and eat chaza. So there is no din kaifanai such a taitse nafshay. There's no such din. He says, you know where there's such a din? By the averis hayeduais, kegain roide fachanara marose, nitin latzi lo binafshay. A roide fachanara marose, al tkome. Ubishar averis le nitain la tziloi binafshe kide la frisha. Face, there's no such din. He wants to eat chaza, they'll tell him, maybe they'll hit him a little bit, but adin kviya chetete nafshe izicha nishdo. Umikan haichichu bale musa harishainim de esse chamire milaisase. That's what the Ktsai says. That means that an S is more chomer than a loisas. It's a mamela. In order that he should be mekayim an S, we'll put our foot down, and then the we'll see who'll give in. We won't be mevater on this. A loisas, you want to be a loisas? Fine. It's your peckle and finish. But an S, then it's kaif and loisas. The didoch da amrit m'secha serchem beperek shema yisaymin. Priyas bal choyv mitzvah. Mitzvah olov lifroya choyvoy v'ameis dvorov. Tersiv hin tzedek shehen shaloch tzedek v'lav shaloch tzedek. It's a mordike Rashi. That Rashi is saying lifroya choyvoy. I just want to say this is a mefarish mitzvah by Prius Halvo. I just want to say that Rashi is coming to tell us a fillo by a kofas chanus, which does never tell us Halvo, also as henshaloch tzedek yekoifet. B'medva mum d'loik arboim, makin oisoi koidem shobar alesa yesh biyode lekai. Now, I would like not to learn these two taisvus in the Nasu, gide got very shvere taisvus. I would like to learn the taisvus harosh. There's one taisvus harosh, tachsvir, which is very enlightening in Nasu gide. The taisvus harosh says as follows. What if he says he doesn't want to do the mitzvah? Perish Rashi, mitzvah of lefroya choyvoy, la'amest borov, toksiv vehen tzedek, v'koshali, toksiv leisove yel beisoy, lavoy tavoytoy, that the malve is not permitted to go in, v'mrinen hu eine nichnas, avoshlich bez nichnas, Alme de mechayvoy mideraisa lefroya choyvoy. The bezin goes in and it takes nechosim from him. Alme de mechayvoy lefroya choyvoy, viloy boy lefroya's bezin is kokim leilu de nechosa. So there's enough in the posik that, so what was the shaila? Poshet, he's asking, the Gemara asked, "Lo nichle lemevet mitzvah." What is the din if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah? He is the shaila, doesn't want to pay. So the Taisus Harosh asked, "What do you mean? There's enough in the pasuk, line chumish." The pasuk says, "The ish loisovi al beis elavet avoytoi," that the mal was not permitted to go into the house of the loive, but Bezin goes in and takes. So if he doesn't want, that's no problem. We'll take. We'll be good. Bezin is yield on the chosa. So what's the shaila? Kasha number one. Va'oid. Kasha number two. Harav pope gufe da oma beper kama dikdushin. Milva alpe goivin min ayoshin mishum shibuda de reise. Bekiven de mishtabde nichsei nachsina le nichsei. The nechosim are meshubit, shibudet de reise. So we mourn from the nechosim. So what's the shaila over here? The whole sugya, he doesn't want to pay. What do you mean he doesn't want to pay? He yelled on the nechosim. What's the shaila? Venirali, the mairi b'deleslai mekarki, ela metaltali vehivricham. So the Taisa Rosh explains our Gemara speaking about as follows. He doesn't have any kalke. The metaltli is hivricham. So what happens now? Kumta tzabezn, ainli. So what happens now? Mi boile kefinile begufi lekai mitzvosi. That's our sugya. That means if there's nechosim, there's nothing what to talk about. So we psukim that person is yield on nechosim. We're talking about there's no nechosim. He was mavriach is nechosim. He doesn't have any karkois. What happens now? So that Agamos says kafina le begufa. He doesn't. We'll make sure he'll get money. We'll do something. Kafina le begufa. Frektoisves. The imtaima. This is a moiridike kasha. The Taisa Rosh is his kasha. Kivin de shibude de reise. Afilu me yasmi. A maile magvina le balchoiv shibude afilu me yasmi ktani kivin de mishabed lei davuan. Vafo gavd leib nevet mitzvaninu. Mikomok kivin de shibude imunach lafon of loma lo yikachena. Now let's explain this kasha, which is a moiridike kasha. We are asking Akasha to Rav Pope. According to you, that you say mitzvah lefroya, bal pris bal choy mitzvah, what's the din if he doesn't want to pay? So where is this Rav Pope who said pris bal choy mitzvah? He said a mitzvah, listen, according to you. This Rav Pope is in Erchin. The Gemara says in Erchin, the Gemara says in Erchin that that what happens if Yisaimim Ktanim Yarshim Karka from their father. So Rapope says, you're not goive from this Karka, but Yisaimim Lav Nei Mevet Mitzvininu. The Ktanim Lav Nei Mevet Mitzvininu. Frekt of the Toises Rosh Amu'uyim de Kekashe. So yes, Akashe, but she Buddha de Reise. The Karka is Meshubit, Bustavachob Mitzvah, Verkehrt. We just said Argamor speaking about it. There's no karka and there's no metal to him. Do we beat him up? That's the shaila. But if there's karka, then so what's the shaila? Lav nei mevet mitzvah. V'nira li zok the tais rosh amir de keteretz kiven da hashte nofel nichsi kame yasmi. V'ina lav nei mevet mitzvaninu af le nichsayim le nachsinin de nichsay de inish inen arevim bei. Kiven the loyve loy mechayev le nischayev gam ha'orev. Now, dachsach mir, this taisvus ha'rosh is a moire de keraye to atumim in simen samach bov sivkot mem gimel. Yesterday we said over Aran. The Ran explained what the lomdis, why mechilas, if the moiche is moichel the choiv, why does it help? So the Ran explained because if the nichsi dinish in an areven bay, kol heiche the leke loive leke orev, he was moichel the choiv, so memele you can't mon from the nechosim. Now the Ran says nafilu the loive died, you can still mon from the nechosim. So, let's not go into what the Ran means, but the Tumim in Simin Samachvov Sivkot Mem Gimel, he says he doesn't understand. What's Pshat? It is a Yisod, Kalecha the Leka Loive, Leka Orim, so the Loive died, so why do you want from the Nechosim? That's the Tumim Zakash. Zok the Heilige Tumim. The af b'meis loive k'sheyoyresh zoiche b'nechosim af hu mishtabit k'moy loive ba'atzmoy v'olo muta l'vchoy k'moy ove v'loive. So the tumim amoyre de kechidish. That when a son yarshins his father, so not only is getting money, the shibud aguf that was mutl on the loive goes over to his son. As Isaac Taylor get to him. Avu mishtabit k'may loive batmai. Va'ol av mutl lefroye k'may oviv ha'loive. As Isaac Taylor. And dachsach me, that's what the Taisa Rosh is saying. The Taisa Rosh asked the kashe, was geit meron yas milab nemevet mitzvininu. But there's a shibud on the karke. Zog Taylor get Taisus ha'rosh. Kivin the lavne mevet mitzvininu ktanim avu nirseim loy nirsinen. The nirsei di nishinen areven bay. Vekivin the loyve loy mechayv nishayv gamo orev. So that's me saying mamash what the Tumim said.